Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me again today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to be talking about, I guess, some economic development, interesting stuff going on in Faribault. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I always like these kind of stories. The Faribault Woolen Mills, which has been in Faribault since 1865.
That's a pretty long time.
Yeah, it's kind of legendary in Minnesota. And actually, at one point in the 1900s, they were supplying half the wool blankets in the country. So they were quite a viable business. And a few years ago, they had to go out of business. Mm. But now a couple of guys from up in the cities bought the mill, and they've opened it back up. They brought a lot of people back to work there, and they're making a go of it.
How about that? That's pretty fascinating stuff. So how common is it for something, you know, because that's a pretty substantial operation, isn't it?
Well, and it's kind of a difficult situation because the textile industry in the U.S., you know, which was used to be huge, of course,
sure,
because this is where all the cotton came from, it was a very big industry. And through the 80s and 90s, it was just basically gutted by cheaper labor in Asia until there's today virtually no textile industry in the U.S. And so when you look at this, you think, how on earth are they going to bring back, you know, a textile business, basically making wool blankets? But these guys have gone at it from a specialty angle. They started out...
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. They modernized it, for one thing. They brought in some new equipment, made sure that, you know, they had the new modern stuff. And they're going at it from kind of a specialty niche market angle. They've been making blankets for Target and, you know, trading on the name. And now they've gotten a contract with JCPenney, and they're going to open a store. And they're going to be looking at things like scarves, you know, and things that people like and pick up and would be willing to pay a little more for.
Right. I was kind of going to say that maybe, you know, the business model is to create items that, you know, have a higher value, so you can make the numbers crunch.
Right. A little extra added value, but things that people are going to want. You know, businesses in rural Minnesota really need to be able to find that market, and business people know that. The successful businesses will find that niche market and that specialty item that they know people are going to want. You know, kind of like Apple, you make people want your product. You know, you figure out what people are looking for. And that's how you make a go of it when you're a small operation working in kind of a big, wide area competing against
global
places.
Really. I mean, anymore. There's no such thing as a local market hardly anymore.
Right, you know, and especially competing against Asia where the labor costs are lower.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that story. Appreciate it. And you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.